8:49, the Hometown Morning Show, brought to us by our good friends at Bluegrass Lumber and Hardware. Each and every Thursday, we have a good friend in the studio with us this morning, talking Sacagawea Festival and Club Report. It's time. Introduce yourself, young lady.
Jennifer Ammons.
So good to have you in the studio, Jennifer. We've been trying to get together for a while. You all been pretty busy this year.
We have been so busy this year. We have a new festival board, and so we have put many hours, lots of hard work into it. So,
you know, that's some of my fondest memories. I spent a lot of time in the summer times in Balltown with my mom and papa, and mom and dad pretty much make me come home because I was spoiled. First grandbaby, big old farm, lots to do. But one thing they always did every single year, you could count on us, be at the Sacagawea Festival.
That's
pretty
right.
Much every night.
That's right.
Pretty much every night. Lots of great memories. I don't know how many mutton sandwiches I've eaten down there, but I'm 48, so let's go with 80-something.
There you go.
Probably.
Yep. We have that on the menu again this year, so
fun
we
stuff.
Are excited.
So y'all are about to kick off. There's going to be some road closures. Let's talk about what Club Report's going to look like.
There is. Main Street will be closed. So the buses and stuff will reroute, but that is really just use the back roads, use caution, like you have to be patient with everybody, you know. So I just want to stress that because I know people get aggravated, but it is festival. So.
It is festival time.
And we've done this for 60 years, so.
It's been going on for a pretty good while. So when does it kick off? Is that tomorrow night?
We kick off tomorrow night at 5:30 with our Wednesday night community service. We have a short message and prayer. We have some music, Brother Tim Mattingly. In my church, we're going to be doing that. We announce Man and Woman of the Year. And then the kitchen will be open with a limited menu. Okay. So, and then we have a silent auction. I'm sorry. We have an auction in the festival building. So we have lots of items. And we're going to have sweet treats for sale as well.
Great.
So for auction. So we are excited about that. Lots of goodies lined up.
So. And what a great tradition, Man and Woman of the Year, the Wednesday night kickoff. Mm-hmm. I know that's a big deal and near and dear to everybody's heart. And then Thursday, it gets wild.
Thursday, it gets wild. So our rides start Thursday night. And actually, we have kids under the age 17 and under will ride for free. So the first 200 kids, it's plus 200, gets a free armband.
That's
so
awesome.
That's been the first time. I think we've done that for a long time. The full menu will be at the kitchen. We have the vendors set up. And so the Indian contest will start at 6 p.m. at the stage area, which is down by the festival building.
Okay.
And then registration will start at 5. And all of this information is going to be on the Club Report Sacagawea Festival Facebook page.
And I will share that immediately
yes.
this morning.
So, and then as far as the contest, and this goes for any contest, Thursday, Saturday, that will be at the Cloverport Schools Gymnasium. So you'll just come up there if rain. But like I said, it'll be on the Facebook page.
Great.
So, and then Friday, the Brett County Public Library, Sarah and all of them, they always have great activities. So they're going to do a kids' day. So that's going to be from 10 a.m. to noon, and if that rains, we're going to take that to the Cloverport Community Church basement.
Great.
So we kind of have all that. No school in Cloverport that day.
There you go.
What
a reason to celebrate.
There you go. So we just invite the community to come out and take part in the Brett County Public Library's, you know, activities.
Fun.
Saturday's going to be a busy day. We start off with the 5K. Registration starts at 6, and that'll be in front of City Hall on Main Street. And Derek and Emma Tall are in charge of that. They do a phenomenal job every year. And then after that, the kids' fun run will take, I think it's a mile run, you know, for kids. They always have a lot of interest in that. The baby contest on Saturday will start at 10 a.m. At the stage area, or if it rains, it will be in the gymnasium. So at 10 a.m., it will be newborn to age 2. And then there's a little break. Then starting at 3 will be the remainder of the contest. So, and Don Lamar is in charge of that. So fireworks will start at 10 p.m. on the riverbank.
Always
so,
fun.
Yes. So that's kind of like the grand finale of the ride situation. So So we are super excited. The full menu will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then Sunday is our parade. So the Cloverport Volunteer Fire Department, Fire Chief Zach Lucas, we are over this. And so the lineup will begin at 2 at the City Ballpark.
Okay.
And so I'm hoping we wrap around all those two blocks with
I'd love entries. To see that, too. That'd
oh,
be great.
I do, too. Like, everybody loves a good parade, so.
If somebody wants to get involved and find out more about the festival, because we've got the Facebook page, is there a number they can call for
they
the parade
can.
Folks?
I will give you my number. It's better to text and then just let me know who you are. But it is 270-617-3938. And like I said, you can text, you can ask questions. I may not know right then, but I will find out. Any of us will find out.
Great.
I do know that Haley Rhodes is in charge of the vendors. Like I said, Don Lamar is in charge of the contest. So, but we will definitely get back with you. We've had so many individuals, we've had so many businesses just to reach out and say, hey, can we do anything? And they're just thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you for the support.
60 years.
60 years.
Pretty big deal.
Yep. 10 years ago at this time, I received the Woman of the Year award.
Awesome.
So, it's kind of a big deal. It really is a big deal. It takes everybody to make a difference, and our community, there's just no words.
It's just pretty doggone hard to beat, I'll tell you that, because I got a lot of kin folks there, and, you know, and love that area.
Yep.
Grew up at Pisgah.
We have a lot of visitors, and they're like, this is just one of the most beautiful towns we've ever been to.
Lots of cool stuff happening in Cloverport. I love it.
So we are so excited. So starts tomorrow night, 5:30. At the pier, Wednesday night community service, and then we do have festival books out, and they are free. This is our first time, all of us being on there, so I ask that you just please be patient.
I love the festival book. I don't know how many I inherited from Papa. Years worth.
And that's something that you, like, lots of people just keep, you know, and they'll bring them by, and they'll, I want to show you this, and I'm like, oh my goodness. So
the 90s ones are super fun for me because all of my friends were in the pageants and all that stuff. And it's a lot of good memories.
It is. So we are super excited. We just invite anyone to come down the Cloverport Skagit Festival Facebook page, and then you just reach out to any of us or use my number and I'll lead you in the right direction.
Great. Well, I can't wait. It's going to be a blast. Skagit Festival, 60 years in. Folks, get down to Cloverport. Enjoy that tradition. Enjoy some good food. And I only have one favor to ask the city of Cloverport is please bring back Lone Star Pizza.
Oh.
Did you see a conversation on Facebook? Was it on your page or something?
I don't think it was mine, but wasn't that the best?
That was the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go down and spend the weekend with Jeremy Horsley, and that was the first place Paul took us.
Patty Tindall and her pizza.
It was so good.
Yes. I tell you, we still talk about that over there. Just going in. Just the smell of it.
It was so good.
Oh.
That was my when I was visiting down there, my first two stops was there and then go see Elmer and get some candy.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty wonderful memories.
Mm-hmm.
So folks,
yep.
Let's make some new ones. Let's get down and support our friends in Cloverport. You've been a busy woman. Out eating breakfast with grandbabies, which is awesome, isn't it?
2 days in a row. I've got 6 of them, so yeah, they keep me pretty busy, but I'm blessed.
Keep
them
all hopping.
That's
I like
right.
that. I like that. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come see us. I'll have this up as a podcast on our website if you want to use it for your schedule vaults.
That'd
and put
good.
That up and keep it. You can just download it. And, folks, you can check it out, WXPC1043.com. And thank you again for coming by.
Thank you for your support.
All right, folks, schedule festival time. Get to Cloverport. Trust me.